Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Hello there.
Hello there. It's good to have you here with us.
Yes.
You know, we've just finished up this series on heaven, what it's like and what we're going to do. And I'll tell you, it has really been an encouragement for my personal faith. How about yours?
Right. It's created more excitement, that's for sure.
More excitement, yeah. And a real joy to be able to say that that is our home. Mm-hmm. Every believer's home is heaven. Can hardly wait for that. Who we're going to see, what we're going to do. Woo, continuing to grow in the Lord. It's going to be awesome. But I thought once we had pretty much done what I think the Lord wanted us to do as far as devotions about heaven, the thought hit me today. How about what we receive from heaven? Yeah, we're going to heaven. We're going to do a lot there, but what comes down from heaven our way? That's wonderful to think about that. So, Jeannie, where are we today?
Well, we're going to read a verse from Hebrews.
Okay.
And he was explaining how to characterize who angels were and what their job was.
Ah, angels.
Mm-hmm. So we know the danger out there for people to try to make something that's not.
Yeah, or pray to angels or like candles to angels.
Very scary, yeah.
That's not for the
Lord. In fact, you were just sharing with me that angels do not want to have attention. They do not want to be exalted. They
take credit, nope.
They pop in and pop out and do their assignment from God. And in fact, who bowed down. Oh, it was John when he was in Revelation.
Yes.
And he fell on his face in front of an angel, and the angel was like, "Get up, get up, get up," like he didn't want anybody to see it. He goes, I'm not to be worshipped.
He pretty much said, "I'm just like you.
Yeah.
I'm just a servant."
Yeah. Which angels and people are not the same. So there's a difference. We have to explain that too.
Yes, we do.
But as far as having assignments from God.
Right.
And being created by the
and
Father.
And serving God. Yeah.
And serving God. Right. So the verse today is Hebrews 1:14, and I'm going to read it in the New King James as well as the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says, "Therefore, angels are only servants, spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation." And then the New King James reads, "Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?"
Now that's very exciting, because it says that these creatures, I should use that word, these angels from heaven, God sends them here to help us. That's a fascinating thought, to help those who are going to inherit
salvation.
Heaven and salvation,
right?
And therefore heaven.
Right.
So what are you thinking about that? Makes you want to look around, doesn't it?
Well, obviously, we don't see them unless they decide in those special occasions to reveal that they're there. But I think because that the Lord tells us this is a fact, that he sends angels on assignments to minister to us, his kids.
Yes.
That we should be grateful. And I know you and I have both done that every once in a while, just like, "Hey, Lord, tell my angel, thanks for watching out for me," you know?
I have. I know that my thought is that when my angel is done with my assignment, he's going to have a whole lot of overtime pay coming.
He'll be relieved.
Yes, he'll be.
Kind of like, you know, guarding tests. Remember that old movie?
Oh, yeah, with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage, yeah, that was great, you know. And our son, Damon, he knows what it's like to guard those that he's been
people.
Given an assignment to watch over them, guard them, and keep them safe. So, that's pretty exciting.
There's another verse in Hebrews towards the end of the book. It might even be chapter 13. I'm just guessing. Don't hold it against me if it's not. But off the top of my head, it says that we should entertain strangers. Because therefore, some have actually entertained angels unaware.
Right.
That's exciting too.
So they could maybe be testing us too, as far as, you know, are we, they put themselves in a situation to see if how we're going to respond to it. You know, wow. If we're going to have God's heart or not.
Yes.
Yeah. Extra brownie points for us. Bing, you know, if we pass a test. But you we're not even aware of it.
Right. Okay. This is a funny one. But I think to myself, how many of you out there remember Popeye and olive oil? Mm-hmm. And the little baby, I don't know whose baby it was.
I think it was theirs. It was after Brutus was out of the picture.
Okay. The little baby, what was the baby's name?
I don't know.
Sweet Pea.
Okay.
And if you remember any of those old cartoons, Sweet Pea was always wandering off.
In danger.
And getting in danger. And it would be like almost getting run over by a truck, but then stopping or, you know, crossing over, you know, on top of a building from one building to another. And just as the baby was about to step off the building, here would come some kind of a girder come along from another building that was being made. And the baby would just walk straight across, you know.
They don't even know that they just got rescued.
Wouldn't it be something to get to heaven and be shown a film of ourselves when we were about to do something dumb or go the wrong way or what have you, and an angel stepped in.
Redirected traffic.
Right. My goodness. Right. Won't that be fun? We'll be able to say, good job.
Thank you, even though I wasn't aware of that.
Thanks for the save. Yeah.
Billy Graham wrote a book.
Yes.
It's called God's Secret Agents.
Oh, what a great title.
Yeah. And I'm going to read a quote from him. He said, angels are God's messengers whose chief business is to carry out his orders, God's orders, in the world. He has given them an ambassadorial, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Charge. He has designated and empowered them as holy deputies to perform works of righteousness. In this way, they assist him as their creator while he sovereignly controls the universe. So he has given them the capacity to bring holy enterprises to a successful conclusion.
Wow, that's a mouthful there.
Yeah, it really though sounds like they have been given each individual assignments.
Yes, it's just like the Lord to do that. It would be fun, I think, and enlightening to maybe look at some angels in the scriptures who have come and helped in various ways, and maybe we can get some insights that way.
Yeah.
You think that'd be... Some
of their purposes.
You want to do that?
How it affected people.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. So next couple of times together, we're going to be talking more about angels. Wonderful. Father in heaven, thank you for the times when angels have stepped in unaware and have helped us out. Thank you, Lord God, that you care for us in this manner. Thank you for sending from heaven these ambassadors of your mercy, grace, and service. I pray blessings on everyone who hears this today. I ask that you would encourage their hearts, Lord, to follow hard after you, knowing that they have heavenly help in every move towards you. I pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name, and everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you soon.